What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 139. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about delayed sequence intubation, answer the drug information question, can posaconazole cause hypokalemia, and share a resource for the board-certified critical care pharmacy exam. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode139. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. My online Critical Care Pharmacy Academy will open December 2016. The Academy will be the premier place for hospital pharmacists to develop their critical care skills. Go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy to sign up to be notified when the Academy opens. The article I'd like to discuss in this episode is titled Apnea After Low-Dose Ketamine Sedation During Attempted Delayed Sequence Intubation. The lead author is Brian E. Driver, and this was published online in Annals of Emergency Medicine, September 2016. A minority of patients who require endotracheal intubation are too agitated to comply with the pre-oxygenation required to ensure sufficient safe apnea time. The best way to manage these patients is unknown. Some experts advocate proceeding with rapid sequence intubation despite inadequate pre-oxygenation. Other experts advocate a technique described as delayed sequence intubation. Delayed sequence intubation is essentially procedural sedation so that the patient can tolerate the procedure of pre-oxygenation. Rapid sequence intubation then proceeds when pre-oxygenation is complete. Ketamine is often chosen because the patient will be sedated but maintain respirations with this medication. The authors describe a 60-year-old woman who presented to an emergency department with acute hypoxic respiratory failure. She was given high-flow oxygen at 60 liters a minute via non-rebreather face mask. However, her oxygen saturation did not increase beyond 93%. The patient refused a non-invasive positive pressure ventilation mask, and the decision was made to sedate her with ketamine to allow for adequate pre-oxygenation with non-invasive positive pressure ventilation. She received a relatively low dose of 25 milligrams ketamine, which for this patient was 0.3 milligrams per kilo, and within 1 minute she became apneic. She was subsequently intubated without difficulty. The authors concluded apnea can occur in critically ill patients who receive ketamine to facilitate pre-oxygenation. Sedation remains a valuable technique to enable optimal pre-oxygenation in agitated patients. However, clinicians should not perform this technique lightly and should be prepared to secure the patient's airway immediately. Ketamine is often advocated as a sedative that can be used without the risk of apnea. An important lesson from this case report for pharmacists involved in procedural sedation using ketamine is to not let your guard down with respect to the possibility that apnea may occur in patients given ketamine. The drug information question for this episode is, can posaconazole cause hypokalemia? My answer is yes. Shout out to infectious disease Anita for asking this drug information question. Anita had encountered a patient with profound hypokalemia, less than 2 MEQs per liter, a few weeks after starting posaconazole. Hypokalemia can occur in up to 30% of patients who take systemic posaconazole. There is a dearth of specific electrolyte monitoring guidelines for posaconazole. Given that treatment with posaconazole is typically 6 to 12 weeks for aspergillosis, I would check a serum potassium at least 2 and 4 weeks after starting therapy. If you're thinking of taking the board-certified critical care pharmacy exam, take the time to review the content outline. I have a link in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode139 directly to this content outline as the resource for this episode. The content outline contains the domains, tasks, and knowledge statements that were delineated and validated by the Board of Pharmaceutical Specialties Critical Care Practice Analysis Task Force. Reviewing the content outline will give you a solid understanding of the type of studying you'll need to do in order to pass the exam. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use the link pharmacyjoe.com/shop to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.